And so the next one he deals with is actually brought about by C.S. Lewis in The Problem of Pain. And he argues that a stable environment is necessary for human life. So this one's kind of termed as the stable environment defense. So this theory states that to live happily and productively requires a universe of regular law so that we can make plans and fulfill them. If when I reach for my comb in the morning, it randomly turned into a tortoise, I would not be able to develop a dependable plan and practice of combing my hair. But, says Lewis, a stable environment opens up the possibility of evil. It means, for example, that the law of gravity will not be temporarily repealed to save me from falling down the stairs. And there's the evil right there. How dare God do this to me by allowing me to not float off into space when I'm about ready to trip because I'm looking down at my phone rather than the steps in front of me.
Right. So the stable environment defense then says that we need a stable environment in order to be happy and productive, right? Yeah. So what's the problem with that? Well, it says obviously this is true enough to a certain extent, but does a stable environment necessarily produce evil, right? Is it a sufficient cause for evil? And he says certainly not, right? How does a stable environment bring about evils of the human heart, for instance, right? The spirit of rebellion against God has nothing to do with the stable environment. So although he says some evils may certainly be traced approximately to natural laws in a stable environment, these are not sufficient explanations for the problem of evil. The Bible never, he tells us, and again, he's getting back to his point that these are non-biblical answers. He says the Bible never refers evil to such a source. To do so would be to blame creation, right? It's the environment, than our own hearts. And he says the Bible doesn't do that.
Right. Yeah.